Welcome.
That was too loud.
That was too loud.
Not too loud. Not too loud. Welcome indeed. Let's have a conversation, Mr. Favu. A brand new episode of Be There with Belson. And what a week it's been. Dan has been busy developing three new apps which need a lot of investment. The GoFundMe link can be found on our social media. Whereas Gavin has been a bit down this week after unfortunately losing his side hustle of editing photos and videos for the royal family. Apparently, while his photo editing on King Charles's finger had been exceptional, more recent photos and videos of other members of the royal family had been subpar. But that only makes him more focused on welcoming you back to the podcast.
Welcome back, everyone. As always, an absolute pleasure to have you with us. Dan, how are you?
It's flying eye, mate, flying eye.
Well, came in a bit quick on that one, didn't you?
I didn't even let you finish the question. It's almost as if I knew it was coming. I'm a psychic. They're talking to me now.
Okay.
Very well.
We've all been watching Married at First Sight Australia. Right, you're okay. Let's get into it.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me how you are.
I am okay, a bit tired. I had a really long journey to work today, 2.5 hours. Fucking ridiculous.
You know what you're going to do? Drive a bit faster.
We shall get to that.
As is your want.
Anyway, what have you been up to?
What have I been up to, you say? Well, I got a year older.
You did. Happy birthday.
Well,
that was
fine to say it, but
yesterday.
It has happened now. We socialised together. We went to a lovely pre-wedding party.
We did. I didn't really know what a pre-wedding party was.
No, well, not traditional in the white man world, but I guess very traditional in India. The boys' side get together, have a big party. There was a lot of drinking, a lot of dancing.
It was.
Flaming Jaeger bombs. Remember?
Were they? I do. Well, yeah. I forgot they were alight.
Yeah. And loads of...
The bar was alight.
The bar was alight for a small period of time. I feel like that might have been sort of hazard.
I thought it was supposed to be like that.
I mean, I assume. I don't know.
What I'll say is as the token whites in the group, we were very much welcomed in. And as with all of these sorts of events that I've been to, and there are not that many, but... always incredibly friendly and welcoming. That's my main takeaway from them.
Very good.
Unfortunately, I did get a lot of drinks given to me. A lot of drinks.
Free bar. Let's go, man.
Bar.
A lot of shots.
Those flaming Jaeger bombs, I had three.
A lot of shots going around, weren't there?
I was having shots of
shots
tequila. And, oh, it was... Yeah. I did... Also, one thing I did notice, and there was a point when on the dance floor there was a circle formed and you were dancing in the middle. Do you remember this?
I do remember.
And then...
you quickly followed.
I followed you in.
Quickly followed. Fair play.
And then nobody else wanted to do it.
We put on a display for the people. We are good party goers. Got to put on the display. Mm. Get in the middle. If there's a circle, get in there. Get in there first.
And then very, very kindly, Gav... we went back to Gav's and he had some more drinks for us and we watched our whole TV show appearance.
Got to stop watching our own TV show appearance. Doesn't go well. We never win. That's the real kicker.
But you know what? This is... so I'll get to it in a bit, but Thursday night I was out and I ended up watching it again. So I saw it basically Friday morning and Sunday morning.
For a man who claims he doesn't want to be on TV, he's awfully watching a lot of him now.
But every time... I don't know anybody else who's watched the ending.
No, it's weird, isn't it? Everyone just turns it off. Yeah. I would like to know how they do. Surely you want to know if they win the money.
Well...
No one gives a shit.
No one gives a
shit.
That's
how bad those people were for TV, whereas we were TV winners. TV gold!
Yeah. I will also say that... We got a lift home, and I was in a child's car seat on the way home with my head against the ceiling.
Yeah, that was a look. What else have you been up to?
Well, I'll tell you about Thursday then, shall I? So on Thursday, I met up with somebody and went for cocktails. I will say lovely cocktails.
Two for ones?
No, these were pricey.
Two for two?
Yeah.
Very much. Not ideal.
No deal. One of the things I apparently was very keen to point out was they clearly use boiled water for their ice cubes. Very clear.
Ah,
excellent.
Lovely.
Big cube in one of them. It was coconut. It said coconut yogurt. We clarified. It was okay. Really hints of coconut. It was bizarre.
I've got to have hints of it.
Wow.
At least.
I think I had something called Laurel and Hardy or something like that. He made a bespoke one for me. Not off off the menu. You know, he was going.
Did he name it?
He didn't, but he was asking me, you know, what alcohol, what sort of flavors, sweet, sour, bitter, what am I after, all this sort of stuff. Fruit-wise, what fruits. And he made me one, which I would say was the worst one that I had.
I feel in that situation, you're not going to be giving out good answers.
I had, it was gin-based with mixed berries. And I said sweet. It was not that sweet. And then he had like a foaming thing that just fired air into it. So it foamed up and there was too much foam.
Too much foam, not enough fizz. Not enough.
There was no fizz in it.
Too much gin. Never go gin. Gin's a poor man's drink.
It's not a poor man's drink.
It's a poor choice of drink. I don't know why people drink gin. I find it bizarre. I just...
There's nothing wrong with a gin.
Can't abide the gin. Well, gin and tonic... makes me think of .com.
Okay. Well, anyway, so that was Thursday night into Friday morning.
Into Watching Ridiculous.
Into Watching Ridiculous, which I did write down what she said somewhere. Oh, wait, here we go. So I wrote down what time it was. 3:30 in the morning. Neela and Lizzie can rot in piss. So that was a nice little quote from.
Oh, I hope they don't. They're very happy with their £1,000 each.
Yeah, I bottled it. They might be absolute dead, bottle jobs. But the thing about that was, obviously, that was on the Thursday. Initially, when I'd arranged to meet my friend, I thought it was going to be like Thursday afternoon. So I'd arranged in the morning to do my speed awareness course.
Of course you did. Successfully passed?
Successfully passed. You can't fail. Yeah. You can fail if you don't stay till the end. You don't have your camera on and your microphone on the entire time.
And if you say stuff like, fuck this shit.
Well, she also makes you write stuff down. I would like to point out that I got the first thing. She put up four roads. You had to put the size, the speeds down. I got one. Oh, no, I got 2 out of 4.
Okay.
Not a strong showing for me.
You're learning. You're learning. That's what it's all about.
I learnt how many people are killed.
How many?
1,721 a year.
Oh, I thought more.
There's 25,208 seriously injured and 124,210 slightly injured. That's just the reported ones. Reported and attended. and something else, I don't know. I wrote all sorts of stuff down that I'm never going to use again. Main takeaway, only a fool breaks the 2-second rule. That was fun.
And that's to do with eating food off the floor?
That is not to do. That's to do with the amount of distance you leave between yourself and the car in front.
The 5-second rule was eating food off the floor.
Yes. She was a very nice woman, but she kept saying, if nothing else...
Did you write down she was a very nice woman?
No, but I did write a name down because I think I have to like do a survey.
What was her name?
Her name was Emma.
No, I wouldn't have guessed that.
It was interesting because it was done with people from all around the country. You at the start, so I was, so the way they worded everything, I was super paranoid about being late. I was the first one in the group, so she checked me in first. And then just sat to sit there while the same bit of music just played over and over with someone saying, your course will be starting soon. She did take, because I had it still set up from when we've done, because it was a Zoom one, and I still had it set up from when we've done like podcasts or whatever with other people. So I just had my full name up there. She had to take my surname off. I was like, oh yeah, I didn't even think of that.
People could have looked you up.
They could have.
Could have been friends.
Oh, I should have just been wearing the podcast t-shirt.
Always.
So, a few from London, one was a guy from South Wales, a couple of Northerners, and a guy from Singapore.
Right. I assume he's in the country at the moment, right?
No, he was in Singapore. So basically, we found out that he had been driving over here, travelling. It seems like he travels a lot from work, drives in a lot of different countries. Got done for speeding here.
That'd just be a fine situation.
Well, I don't know. How does it work? Can you put points on someone else's license in a different country? Mm-hmm. I mean, you could take their license, I guess, but not for speed. Not how fast was he going? Anyway, so yeah, he did the course from Singapore, and I don't know the time difference where you know what sort of time it was for him.
Did he answer many questions?
I mean, he answered the questions he was made to answer. Mm,
very good.
She made us all answer the questions.
Questions like, what time is it over there?
Had to write things down and hold it up to the camera. Not even joking. That happened. Then she asked you, like, why do you think you might speed? Like, what's your reasoning for speeding? And I was like, wow, we know what happened with me. I was late to work and I went a bit quick. So I was like, oh, you know, being late, trying to get to work and stuff like that. And she'd say, that's a good answer. I was like, it's a good answer.
Good answer. Always drive fast if you're running late.
Well, it turns out she explained the maths of it, and you really don't make up any time. That's what I learned. But then there was one older fella who just said, I like to drive fast.
Yeah.
Which was a superb answer.
He should have just said, I've got a need for speed.
Well, she said to him, well, maybe, you know, your way around that is maybe you go to a track day or something like that. And he said, oh, yeah, I do all that.
Yeah. That's just encouraging him. He's better at driving fast. Maybe let him do it.
Okay, see, let him speed. Maybe he's got the skills to carry it off.
He can negotiate those corners at high speed. Let him crack on.
Maybe
you should go to Germany for Das Autobahn.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe so. I now can't do this again for 3 years, so if I get another speeding thing, I just have to take the points. And, you know, considering how early I got up for it, and I was up all day until, like, 4:30 that next morning, I probably would just like to take the points.
Just don't drive too fast.
Yeah.
Also an option.
Is it? Yeah.
Yes. It's an option. Learned nothing.
No, I did learn stuff.
You learned that if you're speeding, you don't really get far.
Yeah, you make up, I don't know, what she did say, it was like ridiculous, but you also, if you're driving at 30 and you brake, and then you drive at 31 and you brake, you go 8 metres further. That's what I learned.
8 metres. That's
significant.
It's quite far. Hmm. If you can picture Mike Powell in 1996 jumping 8.95 in the long jump, it's quite far.
Just not quite that.
Quite far.
He could jump over you.
Oh, yeah. Not now. He's fucking old as fuck if he's still alive.
The other thing was, you said to me before, will I see lots of videos of kids getting hit and stuff? Yeah. And I can tell you, no. I saw videos of cardboard boxes getting hit.
I really thought it'd be like kids getting knocked over. Bang,
yeah,
crash,
I thought you'd want to
bang,
scare people
what a
little
what
bit.
What a video.
Well, I thought you'd be looking to scare people a bit.
Yeah, it would be like,
but there was no blood, nothing like that.
Or like police chases through Slough and stuff.
Yeah, I didn't see any of that. None of the good stuff.
If you see a kid not getting knocked over, that'll stick with you. I can stay in the old noggin for a bit longer.
Yeah.
Well, you're reeling off facts about 8 metres like nobody's business.
I mean, remember 8 metres.
Maybe Emma knows what she's doing. God bless her for that.
Yeah. She also said that there was one that was coast, but I can't remember what that was. Concentration and something. I don't know.
When you struggle after the word concentration, that's not a good sign. Immediately failed on that one.
Yeah. So that's what I've that's what I've been up to.
You learnt something. Let me tell you a little tale about my life recently. So I've recently been engaging in the world of the online dating, the apps, the Hinge, the Tinder.
Okay. I don't see you matching me on there.
No, not yet. But you never know. Fairly new to the whole scene. Anyway, match with this Brazilian lady. Seems nice enough. you're already thinking she's got a penis.
I wasn't thinking that.
On her profile, it says, married, husband knows, just looking for fun. Okay. I'm like, all right, you know, I'm not really looking to get into a relationship now. Let's see what happens. We have a little flirty chat, blah, blah, blah. Go for a drink. she's well up for it. She's quite nervous. She's like, oh, my husband knows, but, you know, we've always wanted to do this kind of stuff. And I'm like, all right, cool.
Hang on. We've always wanted to do this. He's going to be bumming you.
He's not going to bum me. I'm not going to let him bum me.
Why? You won't have a choice.
So then she says her ideal scenario is me and her have sex.
He's wanking in the corner.
Wait. Don't get ahead of yourself. Me and her have sex the first time. Bish, okay. Bash, bosh. Second time, perhaps, he might be in the next room.
He's slowly moving closer.
Yeah. So now he's just listening in.
Ah.
Which, I mean, no. And then third time, yeah.
Wanking in the corner.
Not in
the,
no, he's involved. We're both going at it. Like, hammer and tongs.
You're both going at it. What, you and him going at it?
Yeah.
She's absolutely really dragged you in here, hasn't she?
She sits this one out.
It's a tag situation.
She's very keen on all this. And I mean, I'm not that guy.
No.
And I never will be. God bless her. She was very, very keen. Mm. Very, very keen.
Even after meeting you, that's the shocking thing.
That's even, yeah, she got even more keen.
What?
I know. She kept saying she couldn't wait to sit on my beard. Which was, you know, fine, whatever. I immediately wanted to shave it off.
You said she seemed very nervous.
as she's Brazilian, she didn't speak perfectly.
No.
She did speak perfect English for me, like, but she was not confident she was saying the right words. I mean, unless she didn't mean to say sit on my beard. She didn't say shave your beard. Or
shit on your beard.
It wouldn't surprise you. These are sex people.
You met some sex people.
Yeah, so I won't be pursuing that line. Now, I would have probably had sex with her and then called it a day if she was, like, super hot. Wasn't hot enough for that, so.
Also, fairly poor form.
Get their hopes up that I'm coming around for a gangbang situation. Yeah. I'm never going to gangbang. I'm not going to gangbang. Stop asking me if I'm going to gangbang.
Nobody's asking you. And also, I don't think two of you's a gang.
Want to be in my gang? Gary Glitter will be there like nobody's business.
You're too old. I think...
It can't be a rule on this.
I don't... Well, there probably is. Like two is a threesome. Four is a...
We can just keep
foursome.
Going. Five is a fivesome.
Maybe you can do that. I don't know. I think five's a gang.
But what about an outside of the bedroom gang? How many people do you want to be in a gang?
Well, you need at least three.
You reckon three?
You need three at least.
Three seems quite weak. If I say I'm bringing a gang round and it's like three people, I'll be like, I'll take them all.
It doesn't look like a lot.
I'll take them all
in
my mouth.
How tough are they?
Some sort of gangbang. Oh, they're street toughs.
Wow, well, three's plenty.
They've got butterfly knives and knuckle dusters.
They've got slick back hair and leather jackets.
Oh, you should see them walking along the streets, clicking their fingers, punching walls and stuff.
I don't think we know a lot about gangs, do we?
No, mainly from West Side Story. Yeah. Which is an accurate representation of gangs in New York City.
Well, you say that. In Flight of the Conchords, Brett makes a gang, the Tough Bretts, and they are, I think, there's the Chinese couple that own the laundrette. I think there's like four other members. That's so he's got a gang of five, including him.
Maybe we should start a gang.
I mean, we can barely get people to listen.
If you're listening and interested in being a gang,
drop us a line.
You will be forced to wear matching jackets.
And click in time.
If you can click in time.
If you can dance, you're going to be one of the front runners.
Probably the leader of the gang.
And we're not even the leader of our own gang.
We're called the Belson Boys, but we're just hanging in the background. I'm messaging Brazilian people on Tinder saying, please stop calling me.
Clicking slightly out of time.
Oh, no. It's all gone wrong.
Oh, dear. So, so you've been meeting sex people. Okay. Good to know.
Kept wondering as well, because we were in a pub, if her husband was just going to pop his head in.
Well, he might have been in there.
How's it going? There was no one else in the pub.
He might have owned the pub.
He didn't own the pub.
He might have been the barman.
It was a lady bar lady.
A lady bar lady?
Yeah. And there's a lady bar lady and a dog. That was it.
Which pub are you in? What time of day is this?
About 8 p.m.
There's no one in a pub at 8 p.m. Where the fuck were you?
It's like a Tuesday or something.
Pubs
are dying, aren't they? Country's on its knees. How many times have I told you?
Pubs are dying on their
arse.
Pubs
are dying. NHS is dying. The country's on its knees. And what are we doing about it? Having sex with Brazilians? We're not even doing that. And that is because we hate foreigners in this country. And that's on us. Now I'm going to have sex with Brazilian people.
Yeah, this is you. This is on you now.
I will have sex with Brazilian people. Men and women.
He might not have been Brazilian.
He wasn't Brazilian.
Oh.
I don't know why. Just imagine in Welsh.
Yeah. hello, Ollie.
No implication of that at all. I just imagine he was Welsh. They're into sex people, aren't they?
A Welsh cock. Again, hello, Ollie. that was
I'd let him be in the room, Ollie, if he wanted to watch me have sex, but he will not be allowed to partake.
When you say partake, with you or...
At all. Mm. He can rhythmically clap along as I'm penetrating. But that's all. Thank you. No more than that.
What a generous offer.
Fitting to be there.
I'll tell you what. It's the last one of the month. You know what that means? It's answering the questions.
The question.
And this kind of fits, weirdly. And this is aimed your way.
Oh, it's not about having sex.
I am a Brazilian woman. No, it says Dan. It's always a good start. You seem very confident. Is that right? And do you have any tips?
Right. Interesting question. Am I confident?
You say your thing and I'll give my version of events. Events is not the way.
I don't know. I guess I'm quite confident in some things. I don't know if I'm...
You're confident in your lovemaking to Brazilians?
Certainly not. That's why I pulled out that one.
Sometimes you got to pull out.
I don't know. I guess I'm quite confident in some ways. I don't know how to answer that question. Do I have any tips on that?
Tips on confidence.
Sometimes, for example, when you go on a TV show...
Don't sweat through a shirt.
Yeah. Always a good thing, because you will be dehydrated. But I think I saw it as so silly and so stupid that I was able to function pretty normally and think, it's not even real what's happening now. Just pretend it's a game. Life is a game, you've got to play it. And as Ronan Keating said, life is a game, you've got to game it. And I hate Louis Walsh, that's what Ronan Keating said, because Louis Walsh is a scumbag.
Well, that's true. I think that's not a bad tip, to be honest. I think... for me, I get very nervous about things that ultimately probably don't really matter. And I think that's probably the best way, like you say, things are silly, treat them as silly, then you'll be more relaxed. I think that's very good advice. With you being confident, I would say for me, and I, you know, this is just my opinion and I may be wrong, you... almost fall into a performance, I would say.
Like a clown.
Very much like a clown.
Like clown-like. Let's learn to juggle.
Get some big shoes. But
shoes to fill of a Welshman who's Brazilian wife, Olshag.
But yeah, no, that's that was something that I think. Because I think, well, possibly because I see you at other times where you may not be quite so confident. But you do come in very handy for me. Because, like I say, I'm very much less confident than you, so you come in very handy to take the lead on things where I am slightly afraid.
Clown it up, baby.
You clown it up, and I'll just sit in the background.
Tip of the day: be a clown if you can.
Right, that's one. We've got two. Got two questions. My wife and I do not like our friend's new partner.
Right.
We believe she is a downgrade on his last partner, who he liked a lot.
Mm.
What do we do? How can we tell him?
You don't tell him. You can't tell him. There's no way that's going to work out well for you. You just wait for it to end disastrously, then take him down the pub. There, could have told you this would have happened, and you have a nice pint of mild.
But what if they're getting married?
You've got to let it happen, haven't you? What would you do? Step in? Step in time?
I think it depends how good friends you are. I don't think you can say you don't like the partner.
No.
I think there has to be something a bit more to it than that.
You can maybe just keep...
You can ask him...
Are you sure about this?
We've gone very much like a... I did say... Oh, it's fine. It was in the question. I was going to say we've very much done a him thing.
You did say.
But I think I think that approach of... You don't... If it's like he's changed when he's with her or something like that, just... That, are you all right? You don't seem yourself or sure about this. That sort of thing is fine. I have been in a position where, due to some mental health issues, I was with a friend who was being treated very badly. No, and not his partner's fault, they were going through some stuff. But I did say to him at that time, I think you've done everything you can. Like, you've been amazing. You've been so supportive. But there comes a time when you've got to just say, enough's enough. But they're very happily married now. So maybe... But I think the important thing in that is the strength of our friendship meant that I could say that without it causing damage to our relationship.
Your conscience is clear. You've done your best.
I've done what I need. I've said what I needed to say. And they've worked things through. And as long as he never tells them, we're all good.
So ultimately, what is the advice here?
The advice is, I think you've just got to check in with your friend more so than anything, haven't you?
And
if
very
they
generic
if,
advice.
If they are, well, you have to be, if I think if you're going to give a, if you're going to say that you don't like them, you have to be very specific in it. You can't, it can't just be you don't like them.
I think they're a cunt.
Yeah, I mean, maybe
they smell
phrase
like,
it slightly.
They smell like fish.
That's very specific.
Yeah, you've got to break it down. Well,
what I guess what they if they're a fishmonger?
Like, yeah, they can work on that. They could just have some sort of infection.
They could have some, Jesus.
So that's unfortunate. And if he doesn't know about it, and or maybe he's okay with it.
Maybe he's lost his sense of smell due to COVID.
Oh, long COVID struck him down.
Yeah.
Much like...
Well, anyway, if you want to hit us with some questions for next month, do it through all the usual channels.
Get in touch and say, I told my friend I didn't like their partner.
And now they might speak to me. How do I rectify this?
I'll rectify this situation. Now, you're familiar with the world of ASMR, correct?
Vaguely, yes.
Well, do you know what it stands for?
Audio, sound, machine, radio.
Yes, indeed. He is very familiar with ASMR. Now, a friend of mine was showing me...
Oh, but hang on. Do you know what it stands for?
I can't remember. Okay. She likes to watch you on TikTok and fall asleep to. There's a lady... Oh. She like talks
toys,
to them.
People talking to
yeah, and microphone. They do their makeup and stuff, and all this sort of stuff, and she finds it very relaxing.
I don't think we've got the voices for this.
Maybe not, but I've got the content for it. So, welcome to Dan's ASMR. Now this one...
Do you want me just to keep quiet for a bit?
Maybe close your eyes if you want, really.
No.
This one is it's more aimed at the men, because there's a lot of lady ASMR I found. So come with me and relax. Close your eyes, relax your mind and your shoulders. Let them sink down. Now, that's the sound of the lawn being mown. You can smell the freshly cut grass. Ooh, doesn't it smell lovely? It makes you think of summer as a child. So relaxing. Ooh, now you've got a bit of a thirst on. Glug, 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 glug. Don't laugh, please. That's the unmistakable sound of you enjoying a nice pint of mild. So refreshing. And what's that? It's the sound of a well-oiled piston. I don't know what pistons do, but I imagine they make great sounds like that. And finally, as you're feeling so relaxed, you're in touch with your feelings. Because that's right, guys. You're allowed to have feelings these days. All of them. Happiness. Sadness. In between stuff. Now you should be feeling relaxed and better than ever.
Okay, that was interesting. A couple of things. You don't know what a piston is, which was a bit of a surprise. Also, I briefly thought the Brazilian was back with one of those noises. Turns out you were drinking a pint of mild.
I was drinking a pint of mild.
Don't know what mild is. We went through this last week.
It's what old men drink when you want to relax. But people will relax now. I'm going to watch from your TikToks. I'm going to be huge on TikTok. People will be like, oh, have you watched his one last night where he was drinking a pint of mild? Oh,
you have to
so
drink
relaxed.
A pint of mild.
You
though.
Don't have to drink it. I'm drinking it for you. I'm making it.
Yeah, but that's what I mean.
But you're getting refreshed through me by the noise. Glug, glug, glug. You can imagine it. That's a couple of good glugs, yeah.
I mean, you've got the worst thing about that is you've got some water on the table. You could have literally just drunk it, but instead you made a glug, glug, glug.
It's not the same. You've got to make the sound.
Yeah, but you could make the sound by drinking it. No, don't do it. It's horrible.
Oh, that's just me choking on water.
You choking and splashing the water. Brilliant.
Right, everyone, if you're back in the room, hopefully you haven't been too relaxed to fall asleep, or if you were driving, I hope you didn't close your eyes for that.
Problem with that is, as well, you've done that. You've done too many things in one go, I think, as well. And we laughed in the middle. So.
Yeah. Let us know if you enjoyed that. Right, next week is today. That doesn't make any sense in my world. Wait, do you know what today is?
Next week?
No, not yet, it's not.
That's what you said.
Greek Independence Day.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, we are in trouble now.
Greek Independence Day. How did you celebrate?
I had some moussaka.
You had some moussaka?
I did have moussaka.
Pita bread and...
hummus.
Falafel. Falafel Greek.
Yeah, got to be in it.
It's around that area.
They're all Greek to me.
Oh, hey. Lovely stuff. 1 point.
Now, all right, come with me, everyone. We're going into a quiz.
We're going into a quiz. It's Aristotle, Plato, or Socrates.
Oh, you absolute bellend.
Now, I know you're a big fan of philosophy, correct?
Massive.
Right.
Who's I like your favorite? I like those ones that write in toilets.
Yeah, some of them. Most of them we know are by...
I don't know.
Marilyn Monroe. Others... philosophers also said stuff. So here we go. You just have to tell me Aristotle, Plato, or Socrates. You'll probably do well.
Okay, I'm going to forget the three, but okay.
APS.
APS.
The more you know, the more you know, the more you know. Who said that?
Ah, that's a Plato. That's a classic Plato.
That's Aristotle.
Yeah, that's what I said. Start.
If you do not take an interest in the affairs of your government, then you're doomed to live under the rule of fools.
That's a Plato.
That is a Plato, and very true to the day.
Yeah.
A wise man speaks because he has something to say. A fool, because he has to say something.
That's Aristotle.
That's Plato.
Ah.
If you want to be wrong, then follow the masses.
Socrates said that.
Yes, because you haven't heard his name yet.
Yep.
So thought the mask could be coming along.
Thought you were going to do, to be honest, I thought you were going to do some sort of Brazilian football thing.
Ah.
And I was going to say Socrates.
Awareness of ignorance is the beginning of wisdom. Is that what I think?
I'm going Plato. It's Aristotle.
Ooh.
Oh, it's Socrates.
It's Socrates.
I didn't expect back-to-back Socrates.
Yeah, nobody ever does. Educating the mind without educating the heart is no education at all.
Aristotle.
Yes. No hesitation. Be kind. Every person you meet is fighting a difficult battle.
Marilyn Monroe?
It's always Marilyn Monroe.
It's got kindness in it. I feel like that's a Socrates.
Ah, it's Plato. Mm. In every person, there is a sun. Just let them shine.
That's a Monroe.
That is Monroe again. No, but...
Aristotle.
It was Socrates. He stole it
Fuck
off Marilyn
me.
Monroe.
I'm so bad at this.
It's not about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward.
That is Rocky Balboa.
That's Rocky Balboa. Bonus point for that one. Thinking is the soul talking to itself.
Plato.
Yes, you're back in the room. I know that I am intelligent because I know that I know nothing. That sounds like David Brent a bit.
That is Aristotle.
That's Socrates. And finally, silence is a profound melody for those who can hear it above all the noise.
I don't know. Let's try Plato.
Socrates.
Jesus.
1, 2, 3, 4. 5 out of 12, and one of them was Rocky. Not great with your philosophy, people might say.
Didn't go as I would have liked.
You were unlucky on some of them. Could have been.
Yeah. Unlucky? I was just me randomly guessing out of three. Oh, dear. Right. Should we do some music?
Sure. Have we done a question? Or are we doing a question?
Oh.
Have we got a question?
We've got... if I turn the page away from... my learned things from speeding.
The worst gift you've given or received was last week's question.
Yeah, but I thought I wrote down other questions.
Oh, I've got a couple here if we need.
Yes, last week was what's the worst gift you've given or received? So we go with Rick Belson. Someone gave me a Weird Al CD for my birthday. Weird Al, that is.
I wonder what year that was.
Because
I don't know how thrilled I would be with that. I don't really know what he did apart from eat it.
He's done about 50 albums.
I mean, I know what he does, but I wouldn't know any of the names of the songs, would you?
What was the Gangster's Paradise one? Remember that? That was everywhere. Amish Paradise.
Didn't they such a big Weird Al head?
That's me. Deer? Oh, is it Deer? Yep. Socks with your face on them.
That's harsh, isn't it? You give someone a gift and you throw it back in your face. Good answer, though. I'll let her have it.
Aaron from Z1 podcast said, for 15 years of service at my place of employment, I got balloons. Yay.
15 years, get balloons.
Useless. Useless, impractical, and a little insulting.
Very much so.
That is, I said to him, that is absolutely brutal.
Terrible. I'd be livid. Give me a carriage clock or something I'd want.
Joshua Wilson said, when I was in second grade, we had a gift exchange. I received a Princess Leia action figure. I tried to give it back and got sent to the principal's office for being mean to the gift giver. Worst gift ever.
Oh, that could be worth a bit by now.
That would, if it's
steel box. Oh, he's giving away $10,000. £500.
Last one I've got here is Marcus said, my godmother, God rest her, used to give me a suit cover every Christmas. I found out she'd bought a pack of six and made them last.
That is a terrible gift.
At that time, I was in my teens and didn't own a suit.
What a terrible gift.
That is a bad gift, but it's quite funny.
Fucking
now, the reason we had this was you said you had a story.
Well, yeah, well, it was just something I was reminded of the other day. I went past an Argos. And I remember when I first worked at Argos. Well, I say first worked there. Probably won't ever again. We don't know at this point.
But is Argos still going?
I don't think so. It's in Leeds, isn't it?
It's in other shops now.
It's Leeds. This is my first job. And me and this girl, we were like, flirting, blah blah blah. Nothing would happen at this point. And I jokingly said, oh, make sure you get me a Christmas gift. This is probably leading right up to Christmas. I know, I think we were seeing each other Christmas Eve, like a big last minute shop, you know, people were coming in. And so I hadn't got her anything.
Oh, a great start.
Yeah, I thought I was just joking. And then I think someone mentioned that she had got me something. And it was like a sweet little teddy bear or something like that. So I've got nothing, I've got no time to buy anything.
But you're in Argos.
No. Oh. This is at home now, and I'm thinking, I've got to go the next day, got no time to go to the shop. What do I do? I can't buy something from Argos. She'll know the catalogue back to front.
She'll know the code.
What a professional.
She'll know how much it costs.
Yeah. So I think, I said, well, I have got CDs and stuff.
Yes.
So I gave her a Jimi Hendrix CD, because he had a song called Angel. I claimed... made me think of her. In no way did it, and I doubt she ever listened to it.
Do you wish she had that CD back?
Well, she never claimed that she even liked Jimi Hendrix, but she didn't. That's a real tragedy. She's missed out there. It was a poor gift to give to someone.
I mean, it was. I mean, it was quite a last minute thing.
A used gift as well.
Like, that's not great.
Not even cellophaned up. I could have done that. Mm. If I had the skills or the technology.
Did you wrap it?
I doubt it. I just handed it over. Track number six, have a listen to that. What do you reckon?
Oh, you didn't even make a mixed one.
No.
Yeah, that's not great. I mean, we don't give each other very practical gifts in general, do we? I mean, in terms of things that I've given you in the past. Remember I gave you the antique car horn?
Came in very handy.
Did it?
It was a COVID wedding. Not everyone was allowed in. And people drove him to the place. And the car horn went down a tree. I was honking like nobody's business.
There you go.
People were loving it.
So it did something.
Yeah, it really came in handy.
We had the toy crossbow and the same Christmas, the mask of Olivia Giroux that we then spent way too long shooting each other in the face with.
Again, people enjoyed it. I took it to work. People were shooting both the mask and each other with the crossbow. Yeah. And again, it wasn't like a real crossbow.
It's a toy crossbow with little sucker things at the end.
Mr. C.
But yeah, I mean, I remember once getting... And this is someone trying to be nice. So when I was a carer... I used to look after this guy who had some learning difficulties, and his mum said, oh, I've got you a present for Christmas. And I say, oh, you don't have to get me a present. It's fine. She's no, I've got you a present. She handed it over, and it was a pen in a little pack. So it was a pen and a calculator.
Oh, handy as fuck.
I mean, fairly handy. What am I going to do?
How many times are you calculating stuff, though?
Exactly, and I mean, I put it down somewhere in the house, and It's gone. It was never seen again. But
did you wipe boobs a couple of times or boobless?
I didn't. I don't think I even put batteries in it.
Oh.
Didn't have any batteries in it.
Batteries not included. Here's a name for a film.
But yeah, so I feel bad about saying that one because it was meant well.
Yeah.
It's not like you just chucking any old shit at some poor girl.
Something that you've used many times before.
Now, you said about questions, and you did send me them before. I had these before.
This is all I had before.
Oh, you did, didn't you?
Do we need a question?
I was talking to somebody earlier, and it was about work, and I think this may be something that we have done previously, so let's not do that one. Let's do, as it's we've both celebrated a birthday, so we are both a year older, let's do your older one. So, this week's question is going to be, what do you feel too old for now? Bearing in mind, we don't have any young listeners, so it should be fine.
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe you've been somewhere recently and you thought, I might be too old for this. Not saying that you are, but you might have felt at the time, or you were surrounded by a lot of youngsters doing vaping and stuff, and you're like, I'm too old for this.
Well, I said to you, I saw a video of Joe Marler this week, didn't I? He was the England team played their last Six Nations game. They were going out. Dan Cole wouldn't go out with him, so he said fine, and he went out with the youngsters, and he went in, and he was very loud, and he said he walked in and hit his term. I turnstiled and came straight back out and went back to Dan Cole, and he was back with him within 10 minutes, and they had a lovely glass of red wine together. And as he walked in, apparently Dan Cole said, I knew you'd come back to me, which is very funny.
That's the way, you know, just don't push yourself. If you don't feel comfortable, when you're not happy, get out of there. Maybe you're a policeman working with Mel Gibson. You suddenly feel too old for this shit.
Right, I've Let really wondered where you were going with
Let
that.
Let us know about that as well.
I thought this is going to be an anti-Semitic thing.
Oh, nah.
So yeah, let us know. How will people let us know?
Be there with Belson at gmail.com.
I don't know. To be honest, I don't know why we bother with the email address.
No one's ever used it. Be there with Belson on Instagram. Be there on, you know, there.
There with Belson on X.
X. He said X because he's a shrill.
That's not the word.
Came out of my mouth, so it is.
All right. Shall we do the songs now then?
Yes. Go.
So you gave me, because I'm going to use the phone because I'm not using that because it takes me too long to find. You gave me What Have We Become by Ferg? Are we saying Ferg X? Ferg?
Oh, French.
And Mick Jenkins. It was okay. He's quite deep, wasn't he? Quite deep voice. And then it made me think of a hip-hop Sopranos. Something about the song sounded a little, you know, the music to the Sopranos.
I do.
Like, it reminded me of that. And then in kind of way that you did, I started thinking about the Sopranos. And I thought, I don't really think I gave that enough time. Maybe I should revisit the Sopranos.
Did you watch it? Oh,
I did. But, like, if I missed bits, I wasn't that bothered. Mm. And certainly later on, I know the ending. I don't remember seeing the ending at the time. I think I may have fallen off before the end, actually. But yeah.
Very good show, Sopranos. Recommendation.
What Have We Become? The Sopranos? Then you gave me You Know Who You Are by Salamata and Mike. Just Mike.
Big Mike.
I thought, I liked the music that they were using. I like that very much. Her voice is absolutely fine as well. She starts talking about at the very start, why is she sitting down? She doesn't rap sitting down. I have no answer for her on that. It was absolute. I mean, I can't keep saying fine. It was all right.
That's also fine.
Yeah.
Right. Grace Petrie.
Yes.
Farewell to Welfare. Ooh.
A bit political.
Oh, I can't do protest songs like this. I have no interest. And I'm sure she's making some good points, and good luck to her. Okay, I can't. Good luck to her. That's what we've got to say to people. Good luck to them. Don't wish her any ill means, because she seems like she's on the right side of things. And for that, we thank her, Grace Petrie, or Petrick.
I think it's Petri, but...
Pet Needs by Tracy Emin Bed. Wait, the song is called Tracy Emin's Bedding... Bed?
Bed.
By Pet Needs. Basically, a bloke shouting about Tracy Emin's bed. Like his head, or something like that. Wasn't for me.
Okay. Well, it was just... It was literally because we'd...
yes, we'd mentioned Tracy Emin and very much her bed, because we think that's all she's ever done.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's... you know, super intellectual. On yeah, they're very different in their lyrics, because this one starts off with, I saw you walking home, your Marks and Spencer's bag. I thought that punks went to Iceland. There you go.
Mums go to Iceland, not punks.
Where do punks go?
Surprisingly, Waitrose.
Oh, they would never. Yeah. No, we also had one from a regular contributor, Matthew, which was... I've lost the page.
So Feeder. Fear something of flying.
Yeah. Thoughts?
Didn't really get on with it at all. I thought Feeder, because I know about two of their songs, that it would be catchy. And it didn't catchy.
Okay. I wasn't a massive fan. I thought, hearing it, if I didn't know who it was, I would say, sounds like Feeder. Or, and this is probably slightly more damning, possibly a Snow Patrol.
Oh, don't say such thing.
I'm just saying. I just didn't get on with it.
But you're a Feeder guy, aren't you?
Not really.
Oh.
There was that one album.
Oh. I thought you listened to more of their work.
I'm not overly familiar with their work. Sad. It turns out I was also, despite saying that sounds familiar, never heard that song before in my life.
Okay, good. So what have we got this week?
This week, I have Remain Silent by Micah Schnabel.
It's of course
almost 100% not pronounced that way. I don't think we might be in the whole sort of protest song bit again there. I think what's happened is because I listen to so much country, bloody Spotify keeps recommending me stuff like this now. The other one is The Girl I Can't Forget by Fountains of Wayne.
Fountains of Youth. Fountains of Wayne. What was their song?
There was the one that was used in Scrubs.
What I go to
hey
school for.
Hey, G, do what you do. To...
Good. Yeah,
that one?
No idea. Right, just one for you this week. Like That is the name of the song.
By Jason Nevins.
Oh, God.
that was a pull, wasn't it?
It's actually by Future.
Ah.
Metro Boomin and Kendrick Lamar, because this is the only song that people are talking about right now.
Ah.
Because he has...
I missed the
fired
demo.
The shots. I might have to send you a couple of TikToks where people are breaking it down for you.
That's probably going to be helpful, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. You don't really need to listen to Future mumbling, to be honest. My TikTok is literally just people reacting to Kendrick Lamar or breaking down his lyrics. So it's a very exciting time in hip hop. Mm. How will they respond? And is Kendrick waiting for them?
So this was against, you did tell me,
Drake and J. Cole.
I don't know J. Cole, do
probably
I?
Probably, I may just listen to one or two, maybe. I'm not a big fan.
I know Drake. He's a borderline paedophile.
Yes, and very bad at his music.
And fakes his bets.
Yes. And people think this is just a setup by Kendrick Lamar to make them react, and then he's got even more stuff, which I'm very excited
ooh.
For. It's
so
all
it's
fun
a,
in
it's
the hip-hop world,
it's,
isn't it?
It's like a little lure. He's throwing it out there. He's dragging it back
it's
in.
It's like KRS-One did this back in the day.
Well, as long as people don't get shot, I'm all for it.
People should never get shot.
Well, no, but, you know, back in the day when people used to say stuff and then people shot them, and that's not so good. Yeah. Say stuff all day long. I'm all about that.
Right. Matthew has kindly...
After we just criticised Feeder.
Well, you can't win them all. This song is called American Slang by the Gaslight Anthem.
Oh, dear. I'm not a Gaslight Anthem fan.
Can't prejudge. You might like the song. I'm not a fan of, you know, Coldplay, but I could listen to one or two songs.
Name two.
Sound about Clocks.
That would be Clocks then, would it?
Okay, nailed it. Move on.
That's the two songs that you could listen to.
I don't need to prove myself. I'm a big Coldplay fan by naming two songs. I can name as many as I want.
You can name one.
Oh, I can think of one.
Christ, take one of them's a colour.
Live in La Vida Loca.
There you go.
That's not what it's called, is it?
No, it's called
Live in La Vida Loca.
Yes, that's what it's
actually
called.
Actually, still shocked that he's gay. No one believed me. I was genuinely surprised.
Hang on. I don't know if we got time to get into that.
When I found out Ricky Martin was gay, I was genuinely surprised. And everyone's like, obviously he's gay. And I was like, what? How did we? I didn't know that.
How did we? Yeah, it's just you. You were the only person who didn't think
he was
gay. No
one mentioned it to me.
Well, nobody mentioned it to most people. What, they just saw him.
Yeah, but he was dancing with ladies and stuff and having a good time. Living La Vida Loca.
Okay.
Living La Vida in sin. I was genuinely surprised. But, you know, happy for him. He's got kids now and stuff, hasn't he?
I believe so.
Good. Good. Living La Vida parenting. He's always living La Vida something.
Yeah, oh, that must be an absolute nightmare for him. It's always got to be.
He's hard work for his partner as well, I'd imagine.
Has he got a partner?
Well, they had kids together. I don't know what's happened since. Maybe they've broken up. Oh, God.
Oh, you might be bringing up a painful memory.
Maybe him and Chris Martin can get together, settle him down a bit.
Settle.
Chris Martin down. No, Ricky Martin. Oh, they've got the same surname.
Maybe they are together.
Oh, they got married years ago and we didn't even know about it. And then Chris Martin had kids.
Now Ricky Martin has kids. They've got all the kids.
The blended family.
Oh, lovely. Lovely thing.
What a way to finish a podcast.
What a way to end. We've just...
Chris Martin and Ricky Martin really going at it.
We've shipped them.
Yes,
I shipped them. All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Get in touch with us if you want us to solve your problems. You've got another 4 weeks on that, so plenty of time. Get in touch with us.
It's not an urgent problem.
We'll
get back to you in 4 weeks.
But ideally, I'd like them before so I can actually write them down somewhere. Get in touch with us if you have now discovered that you are too old for something. Get in touch with us if you want to add a song to the playlist, like Matthew. Once again, Matthew, thank you very much for your contribution to the podcast. Basically a third member at this point.
Third man down.
Get in touch if you want to have sex with Dan, apparently.
Oh, gosh. if you're married and your husband will watch.
Whilst your husband is watching. But thank you so much for joining us again. Look after yourselves. Have a lovely week. And I'll speak to you next Monday.
Hey, Chico. Ricky Martin here.
Not a great start when you went, hey, Chico.
Oh, that's Chico. It says that, isn't it?
It's Chico time.
It's Chico time. Hey, Ricky Martin. I'm living La Vida Loca, baby. Join us next week. We'll be there with Bowser. You'll be there with Bowser. Can't believe I'm gay. Ricky Martin. Living La Vida Loca. Bye.